This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Hello, listeners. So great to be back with you. This is Hannah. Today, we are going to be talking about forgiveness. Yay! I'm sure that sounds like so much fun. The reality is that forgiveness is not only something that has been done to us, for us, we have been forgiven, but forgiveness is talked about a lot in Scripture. It is made very clear that we are to forgive people who have wronged us. And this is much easier said than done. I know from experience, sometimes I would really rather try to get revenge against someone rather than forgive them. To give you some examples, when I first started coming back to church, one of the first things, and I wasn't expecting this, but one of the first things that God started working on me with was forgiving and letting go of anger. To recap where I was, I had just gotten a restraining order against someone who really wronged me in a lot of ways. And when I first came back to church, I was still very angry at that person. I wished that I could throw him in jail myself. I really wished that someone would come along and just give him what he deserved. And one of the first things that's like God was asking me to open my hands, God was telling me to forgive him and to let go of that anger. And there's a scripture, I can't remember now the reference of it, but it's talking about God being a God of justice, and he will avenge his children. He will punish the people who have come against his children. And for a while, I had to really cling to that scripture and say, you know what? God's going to take care of that person. He is not my problem. Now, a little bit further down the road, I also know that justice includes that if that person comes to repent, then God will forgive him, because Jesus already paid the price for that person's sin. And I had to even work through that, being okay with that, because part of me was like, I don't even care if he repents. I still want him to suffer. The reality is, that is not how God works when someone repents. In the same way that I have repented and God has made me new and forgiven me, he also does that for anyone who asks. And so that was one thing I had to let go of. I had to open my hands and say, okay, God, you know what? I am trusting you that you are just, and I am trusting that you will do what you say. And really, I had to kind of accept that since God has forgiven me of so much, how can I not be okay with him forgiving someone else of so much? Even though what they did really, really hurt, it was very, very wrong. I have been forgiven. And so I should actually pray for that other person's forgiveness. And that's a little bit more where I'm at with that specific person. Another example, I've mentioned before that Brad and I have been friends for several years now. And I've mentioned that he was my boss when I was on staff at a church. What a lot of you might not know, unless you've listened to one of the other podcasts that we've done, is that Brad at one point actually had to fire me. That was how I stopped working at the church. It's not because I quit or moved on to something else. It's because Brad had to fire me. And he had to do that because I was making decisions that I did not need to be on staff at that church. I wasn't getting the job done. He was justified in firing me. Hear me say that. But when he did that, I was very angry, because I felt like... You know, this was a place where I was finally getting some freedom. This was a place where I finally felt like I was coming back to God, and now it's taken away from me. And even though I kind of knew I deserved it, I was mad. And it took me several months to work through that anger. And obviously, we're fine now. Brad and I keep in touch, but that wouldn't have happened if I had held on to bitterness and resentment towards him. You might have heard people say that holding on to forgiveness is like you drinking poison, but expecting someone else to suffer or to die from it. And that might be kind of true, but the way I kind of look at it is you have no idea the blessings that are in store when you choose to forgive. One example is, had I not forgiven Brad, we would not be friends still. Another example is, if I had not chosen to forgive the person who wronged me, who I got a restraining order against, I would still just be holding that bitterness and it would be festering in me. And if you've had that kind of hurt and anger towards someone, you know how that feels. You know that kind of like festering bitterness that you have, and it really can start to consume all of your thoughts. And when you let go of that and you step back into a renewed mind, like we've talked about before, you just have no idea the blessings that God has in store for you. Another example of someone that I've had to forgive is someone that I'm close friends with now. And I'm just going to be very honest. I'm not going to say who it is, but we've gone through some really hard things in the last 6 months or so. And I've really had to work through forgiveness and letting go of my pride, because my pride wanted to say, well, you messed up and you need to be the one to pursue me and you need to be the one to apologize to me. And unless you do that, well, you're still in the wrong. So I'm justified in my anger and my unforgiveness. But again, we are told to forgive in scripture. We are given the example of forgiveness from Jesus himself, who, I mean, he is the ultimate forgiver. How do you forgive someone like me who has done the things like I have? He did. How does he forgive someone like you who has done the things that you have? He did. He is our example. And we are meant to forgive the people that we have in our lives. Now, just because you are forgiving does not mean that you're being stupid and allowing everyone back into your life, okay? I just gave you three examples. One example was of someone that I had to forgive, but he is not allowed back in my life ever. I never had a conversation with him to tell him that he was forgiven. It was purely worked out between me and God. Another situation where I had to forgive Brad, well, our friendship is restored and it's great. The other example that I gave of a friend that I'm still working through forgiveness, I am choosing weekly, almost daily, to forgive. But for right now, there are still boundaries that have to be put up. And so just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that you have to go talk to them. It doesn't mean that they have to be back in your life fully. Sometimes there is full restoration. Sometimes it just takes time. I think that's the case with me and my friend now. It will take time. And in the meantime, there are boundaries. The point is, it doesn't matter if they're back in your life, if they're not back in your life, if there's full restoration, or if it's not quite here yet. The bottom line is, you are still to forgive. And Jesus said this in the Lord's Prayer when he was modeling for us how to pray. He says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. That is the example that we have been given. And one of the disciples asked Jesus at one time, and he said, how many times should I forgive? And the answer was 70 times seven. That's a lot of times. I have not reached that amount with any person. We are to offer continual forgiveness. And it even says in another passage that if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. And I've experienced that when I am not forgiving someone, there's nothing in me that wants to go to God to ask for his forgiveness. Most of the time, I just won't ask. He wants to offer that to me, but when I'm having bitterness towards someone else, I don't ask for forgiveness for myself. And maybe that's something you've experienced, maybe it's not. The point is, we are to forgive. We are to let go and say, God, I am trusting that you do what you will say. I am trusting that you are just, and I am handing this person over to you. I am no longer holding them and trying to control the situation and trying to get revenge myself. You are God. You are sovereign. I am releasing them into your hands. So as you go throughout this week, if there is someone that you need to forgive, ask Holy Spirit first and foremost to give you the strength. You might have to make the choice multiple times to set down your pride. You might have been hurt by one person in a lot of different ways, and you might need to forgive them for a lot of different things, and that will take time. And it's okay, but offer them forgiveness. Just as Jesus has forgiven you, you forgive those who have sinned against you. God, as we go into this week, I pray that you would give us strength to offer forgiveness, and that we would remember anytime we are tempted to withhold forgiveness and we are tempted to wish revenge on someone, I pray that you would remind us of your great forgiveness to us. Remind us that even if we were the only person who ever sinned, you would have still died for us to have a way of repentance and restoration. And just like you did that for us, you also would have done that for the person who wronged us. If they were the only person to have ever lived, you would have died to make a way for restoration for them. Help us extend that love and forgiveness to our close friends, to the people that there's just a little moment of anger towards them. Let our gut reaction be to forgive. Thank you, Jesus, for how much you've forgiven us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for being with me today, and this has been The Weekly Calling.